Compute scarcity will get much worse for years to come. Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer and the builder of numerous popular online platforms, now all coded with AI. And we are running into massive compute scarcity. It started earlier this year, just last month, when NVIDIA doubled the prices on their GPUs. For example, the GeForce 5090 cards doubled from about $2,500 to almost $5,000. And that's already in place right now. And that's a bummer for me because I was buying those cards at $2,400 or $2,500. But it's getting way worse. There are huge shortages of memory, especially high bandwidth memory that's used on GPUs and in enterprise server systems and data centers. There's only a couple of manufacturers of this extremely high bandwidth memory, and they're tapped out for years to come, for years. On top of that now, hard disk drives, that's right, spinning platters of storage, they are becoming incredibly scarce, and their prices are skyrocketing. That also sucks because I buy a lot of storage, and I've centered on the 26 terabyte hard drives that I use for my data center, which is a small AI training data center based on 48 workstations. But that's what I've used to build our own in-house AI data indexing and AI models that power all the platforms that we have, such as brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai, brightnews.ai, brightvideos.com, etc. In addition to that, I mean, it's worse. CPUs now are starting to have shortages. You're going to have an extreme shortage of every component. Oh, and I forgot to say, solid-state drives have gone up radically in price also, SSDs. So storage is going up, RAM is going up, GPUs are going up, and CPUs are going up. It's like, what hasn't gone up? The power supply. Okay, power supply is still affordable. Great. The computer case is still about the same price, but everything else is doubling or tripling. So why? What's driving this? Well, it's because of the insatiable demand for AI compute. That is AI inference as well as AI training. This tells you something very important. There is no AI bubble, period. And all the people out there who have been telling you, oh, there's an AI bubble, the AI bubble gonna pop. Nonsense. They have no idea what they're talking about. There's no AI bubble. Now, stock prices might get corrected here and there. Who knows? But in terms of AI tech itself, there is insatiable demand. A bubble is when, typically, like a stock market bubble, is when prices are too high because the underlying companies don't have demand for their products and therefore don't have a revenue model, like the dot-com bubble. That was nonsense. All these companies went to massive valuations, but they never solved a problem. They just had websites. Like, that was the big thing back in 2000. Oh, I have a website, We got eyeballs. That's what everybody said. Eyeballs. Eyeballs is all that matters. And they got these massive valuations based on eyeballs. Well, in today's AI field, there's so much demand. And the products are solving actual problems. The products are generating content. They're generating images. They're generating voices. They're generating audio. They're creating films and movies and videos. They're doing spreadsheets and they're writing freaking code. Really good code, by the way. Like breakthrough revolutionary code writing capabilities. This isn't a bubble. This is the beginning of a breakout. And that's why they can't keep up with demand. See, there's something called Jevons paradox. And what it means is that when a technology becomes cheaper, demand doesn't go down. It can often go up because as the tech becomes cheaper, the end users find more use cases for it. So also, of course, qualitatively, AI is getting better, much better, by leaps and bounds. But it's also getting a whole lot cheaper per token, let's say, or, per operation. So this is causing companies to find lots of new use cases. customer service replacement, coding replacement, obviously data entry, OCR tasks, you know, all kinds of automation, spreadsheet analysis, accounting, handling customer emails, you name it. And AI innovators like myself, we've built entire platforms like brightlearn.ai that now has over 36,000 books published from almost 9,000 authors who are prompting it to create books. And the books are amazing with cover art and book research and book writing. You can download the finished PDF. It's all completely free. It's amazing. So that's a use case that did not exist 1 year ago. And believe me, we burn a lot of tokens on that because that thing is cranking books constantly. There's a wait time most days. Sometimes it catches up and it's all good. But that's a use case that did not exist. There are so many examples of that. So what's happening is the aggregate demand for AI inference and compute continues to skyrocket, even though the physical supply chain for the components that run AI can't keep up. It can't scale as quickly because you can't just, you know, launch a new high bandwidth memory factory overnight. That takes years. It takes expertise. It takes design and planning and construction and then validating the facility. You know, it takes extremely high-end UV lithography equipment, for example, and etching equipment and polishing equipment and, you know, cleaning equipment and solvents and supply chains for the solvents, etc. On and on and on. It's incredibly complex. So it's going to be years before the manufacturers of the hardware can keep up with the demand on the AI inference side. And that means that people like you and I are going to have to suffer through this component drought for a few years, literally for a few years. And that's why for the last several months, I've been buying up all the hardware I can find, I mean, or that I can afford. I don't have billions of dollars to throw around like the tech companies. So I buy what I can because I don't think I'm going to be able to get it again. And some of the stuff I've been buying, it's been a little sketchy. For example, I thought I was buying some graphics cards off of Amazon, and when they shipped, they actually only shipped these little chintzy USB cables, even though it's supposed to be a $1,000 graphics card. And of course, that was a scam and a fraud. I returned all that stuff. Amazon refunded it. But there's a bunch of scammers out there right now that are preying upon the scarcity of this, where people like me are out shopping, trying to find hardware. You know, so watch yourself. Watch out if you're buying stuff on eBay or Amazon, for that matter. Make sure you choose reputable sellers or you might get scammed. So bottom line, no, AI is not in a bubble. Stock prices could radically shift, but that's more probably because of a money printing type of situation. Stock prices can shift around, of course, quite considerably. And there is probably overinvestment in the stock market in general, so there could be corrections there. But that has nothing to do with AI demand, because AI demand is through the roof. And it's not going to go anywhere, because AI demand is through the roof, and it will not dissipate. It's going to be here for a long time to come. It's going to increase, especially with AI video creation, more language models, more application uses, lots of things. More automation coming, so get ready. It's going to be very expensive to buy computers for years to come. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. You can hear all my videos and podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com. So thank you for listening, and take care.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic. Because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.